This is David Flint for Can Do. More evidence has come out about financial practices relating to yet another trade union. It seems the health services union is not the only one. The problem is this. The unions and their superannuation funds are not subject to the same rules which apply to companies. So do sign our petition, Stop the Union Bosses' Rorts. The Australian's Hedley Thomas, he did superb work on the Queensland Floods Royal Commission, has revealed that a leading unionist, Wally Curran, was paid tens of thousands of dollars by the property development fund Austcorp. Wally Curran was former secretary of the Meatworkers Union. He's a trustee director of the Meat Industry Employees Superannuation Fund. Now, the fund invested a large sum, $30 million, of members' savings with Austcorp. This was a very large exposure in a company involved in clearly risky ventures. Austcorp was a large donor to the Labour Party. But it collapsed in 2009. Its liabilities were around $900 million, with no prospect of recovery. One of its projects was to be Brisbane's tallest skyscraper. It was called Vision. Wayne Swan at one stage flagged using taxpayers' funds to bail out Vision. But it became a seven-level hole in the Brisbane CBD after the financial collapse. The Meatworkers Superannuation Fund was one of the biggest losers in the collapse. Most of the members' $30 million savings for their retirement will never be recovered. So do sign our petition, Stop the Union Bosses' Rorts. This is David Flint for Can Do.